Bill, the Bulldozer Dozer, this is 99.9 FM, The Grinder. We are with you. That's right, they let me back in the building. Yeah, sure, there was some controversy getting in the building. Key card didn't work, got that figured out. But we are back, we are loud, and we are proud. And guess what, everybody? We here at 99.9 FM, The Grinder, Mark of the Beast, Flip It Upside Down, MAGA, Whale's Vagina. We have a message out there right now for all the haters. First off, hey haters, welcome to the show. We know you're listening, so thank you for that. We know you're listening. I mean, that's the most hilarious part of all this. You guys are talking so much shit, but at the same time, we know you're listening. The numbers show us, okay? The numbers show us that the guys, mainly some ladies, and ladies, hey, you're welcome. You are welcome, my dojo. Anytime, ladies, okay? But we know that guys are listening. The numbers are I'm getting so many text messages. I'm getting so many tweets. That's right. I'm on Twitter. I see the ads. Okay, I know what's going on social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. All right, I have so many people reaching out to me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. So many guys and ladies. That's right. I get ladies messaging me all the time. All the time. Hey, Doze, what are you doing? Want to go to JP's tonight? Yes, I do, Cindy. I give her a ride and then I leave her there. That's right. Up high, down low, give me some nucks. Bump some nuts. You know what I mean? That's right, Cindy. She's getting an Uber home, and that Uber is not the Doze, okay? Because I leave you where I leave you. You know what I mean? I leave you where I lay you. You know what I mean? Up high, down low. Take out your testicles. Bump them against each other. Bumping nuts. We know you're listening, okay? We know that you are listening. The numbers are showing us, and I'm getting emails. So many emails every day of people telling me, hey, Doze, Dozer, Bulldozer, Bill. We're switching. We're making the switch. We are coming over to 99.9, The Grinder, Mark of the Beast, Flip It Upside Down, Whale's Vagina. Welcome to San Diego. Beautiful place on earth. Most beautiful place on earth. You are welcome. We are getting the emails. I have an old Hotmail account that people are emailing. I haven't checked that Hotmail account in 10 years, and I have it still operational, and I'm getting so many emails on that Hotmail account of people telling me, hey, Bulldozer, we didn't have any other way to get a hold of you. This is the only way we could get a hold of you. And we wanted to get a hold of you. We tried everything we could do to get a hold of you. Let you know we have made the switch. We are over here at 99.9, The Grinder, Flip It Upside Down, Mark of the Beast. We are over here because we support you and we support what you're doing. So haters, I realize you're out there because I get it. It's fun to hate. It's fun to hate the things we don't understand. And apparently, you don't understand what it's like to be a man. I get that. I get it. It's okay. Not all of us can sit around in a room with our shirt off, being completely comfortable around other men with their shirts off. There's only a few of us that can do that and feel comfortable and confident about who we are and what we're doing. You know what I mean? Maybe you're not one of those guys. I get it. Maybe you don't like wearing tank tops. Maybe you don't take your shirts off when you go in the pool. I understand, okay? I've been there. Over the years, I've done several steroids to get me to the physique I am at, okay? I understand what it's like to be there, but you gotta take charge, guys. So don't hate, okay? But if you wanna hate, keep it coming. Keep it coming, because all that hate just translating into dollars in the old Doze's pocket. You know what I mean? And listen, one more message for all you bloggers and all you sad snowflake Twitter people out there. Oh, look at the meat I'm making. Look at all the barbecue I'm making. Can someone take a picture and post it on Twitter about this really cool steak that I made? Oh, it's so cool. Meanwhile, you're in your parents' basement, pushing your glasses closer to your eyes because you can't see it. Puffing on your inhaler and just crying yourself to sleep with numbers. Oh, let me crunch numbers and I'm gonna show you why this player is gonna be so much worse this year than he was last year because the numbers tell us so. All right, listen, fuck you, bloggers. We don't give a shit what you say, okay? We know what the people like because the numbers are showing us. People are calling me every single day. They're going to our website, 999fmthegrinder.geocities.com, and they're telling us they are coming over. They're leaving the other station. They're leaving 94.9. They can't get their guy talk over at 94.9. They can't do it, okay? Those guys are talking about, I don't know, tight pants or whatever they're talking about over at 99 or 94.9. But over here at 99.9, the Grinder, Mark of the Beast, flip it upside down. Call us right now, 570-199-999. Call us right now. Tell us you're making the switch. We got a big day packed. We got a big day planned right here on the Bulldozer Show, 99.9 FM The Grinder. We got a big day. We got to talk about LeBron. Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go? Okay? I'm going to tell you where he's going to go, where the ladies are. That's right. Where are the ladies? Los Angeles. If San Diego had a basketball team, he'd probably be here. But we don't. We used to have the Clippers, but they turned into the Rockets, and now they play in Houston, okay? So if we could get a team here, maybe we could lose LeBron. We'll talk about that more a little bit later. Some Padres news. Got some big Padres news we want to talk about out of spring training. Can't wait to get to that. And we got to talk about the Chargers. I know. We don't want to talk about the Chargers here in San Diego. And we voted for Hillary Clinton, and we voted no on C. We don't want to talk about the Chargers. Leave me alone, Dozer. I get it, okay? I get it. But before I move on, I want to talk about one hater in particular, at @Nicholas_McCann, okay? He blocked me on Twitter. And here's the hilarious part about this, okay? This dweeb here, this moron, all right, he invites me onto his podcast. And I said, fine. And you know, I don't shit about the podcast. You know, you're out there, you know what the Dozer says about podcasts, okay? I don't give a about podcasts. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you're talking about because it's usually wrong. But I say yes. Okay, fine. I'll go on your I'll make an appearance on your podcast. You know, doing us a favor, getting the word about a grinder. And then he cancels on me. Cancels on me last second. So I call him. I tell him where to stick it. I tell him that I had a fantastic night plan. All right, me and my boys, we're going to go out to P.F. Chang's. We're going to pound some Natty Ices. We're going to have some lettuce beef wraps. And then we're going to maybe, I don't know, break some chairs over some waiters' heads, steal some chicks, and run to the AMC 20 and see another episode of Lady Bird. All right? That's what we're going to do. But no. This kid cancels the podcast. And then, after I call him and tell him what he can do podcast, he blocks me on Twitter. Can you believe that? Blocks me on Twitter. So, @Nicholas_McCann, I understand that you can't handle what's happening here. You can't handle what the Grinder is bringing you. I get it. It's not for everyone, but what it is for is men. And obviously you aren't one. So that's right. I took away your card. Can't have it back. Up high, down low. Give me some nuts explosion and also some bumping nuts, okay? Take your testicles out of your pants right now. Bump nuts with your best friend. That's what we do. That's what we do at the grind. A lot of people still don't know what we're about. And that's it. You got to understand, we're about boobs. We're about steaks. We're about Natty Ices. And we're about pressing our testicles firmly against one another. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what we're about. We're about guys. At 99.9 FM The Grinder, Mark of the Beast, flip it upside down. So we're bringing right now on one of the best experts there is. I mean, one of the best experts ever. That's what we get here on 99.9 FM The Grinder, Mark of the Beast, flip it upside down. We get the best experts. This is Charlie Rosen from NBA TV. Charlie Rosen is going to hear, he's going to break it down. Where is LeBron going to go? Charlie, welcome in. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, Dozer. Thanks for having me on. As a native Ohioan, I don't want LeBron to go anywhere.
Mute me right now.
In Cleveland, where he belongs.
Are you muted?
However, as a sports analyst, I have to be able to see his side of things. Can he actually win another title?
Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Will Cleveland commit to him?
This is a lady.
Or part of their greater puzzle for long-term
You hear this? This is a lady talking
as great
right
as LeBron
now.
LeBron makes those around him.
He's Why is there a lady talking to me about basketball? Peter.
His quest to be remembered as the greatest of all time.
Oh, my God.
We can't forget that. He desperately wants
disgusting.
To be better than Jordan.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting.
But what he's forgetting is what Jordan did for the Bulls organization.
Wrong.
He is and can continue
She's wrong.
For the Cavs. Where do I think he'll end up if he leaves Cleveland?
I can't believe you did this.
My favorite here is the Lakers.
This is you
they have
are
the
gonna
deep pockets. They have the young talent and they have the city that can support and even elevate a superstar of his caliber.
Does anybody else feel like they want to vomit?
Shaq came here.
I feel like I'm going
to
vomit. All right, here. Hold on.
To a media megastar, you know? Dozer?
Yeah. I'm here.
You there?
Yeah, sorry. I feel like I'm on Candid Camera or I'm being punked or something because Charlie's not a girl's name.
Oh, not traditionally, no, but my dad actually named me after Charles Barkley. He played with him in
college. Are you trying to tell me who Charles Barkley is?
No. I imagine you know who he is. Anyway, I know you wanted to talk about San Diego State basketball.
Nope, that's it. Nope. Sorry, that was it. That was the last straw. I'm not going to let some female come in here and tell me about San Diego State men's basketball, okay? Because you're a woman. Talk about women's basketball. And by the way, we don't hear much about San Diego State women's basketball, do we? No, we don't. We do not hear much about that, but we do hear a lot about men's basketball. So why don't you women stick to the women's sports, okay? You go cover your WNBA, you cover your, your volleyball or whatever you're going to cover. Don't come in here telling me about Dooch, all right, the Doocher, and what he's doing with the club over there. What's he doing with the team, all right? I want to hear about it. I mean, this is insane. Peter? Peter's right on the board. Peter, are you kidding me right now? How did you get the... I mean, this is strike two. Strike one is that you come to work wearing sleeves. And strike two is this. This is ridiculous. International Women's Day. Have you heard about this, Peter? International Women's Day. I mean, is this a joke? Is this like a meme? Like a joke? Like one of those things on Twitter where, you know, you think a celebrity died? Like, what is International Women's Day? I don't even know. Like, I'm so confused. You know, I like the ladies, okay? Dozer likes the ladies. Don't get it flipped, all right? Don't get it switched up, all right? The Bulldozer got his nickname because I bulldoze through bars. You know what I mean? It's late at night. Everybody's full, a couple natty ices. I gave my knucks out for the evening, and then I bulldoze through the night. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that means I leave a trail of wreckage behind me. I leave a lot of empty phone calls and a lot of illegitimate children. They call me the Steve Garvey of JPs. Do you know what I mean? And that's high honor because Steve Garvey actually still drinks at JP's. We're best friends. I got his phone number right now. I can call him if I want. I see him all the time. I say hello. He says hello. We go to the same liquor store. Garv is a personal friend of mine. So I can say that, okay? It's a joke. He gets it. I get it. We have matching tattoos. But listen, International Women's Day? I mean, I don't get it. When's International Men's Day, okay? When is International Men's Day? And I know what you're going to say, Snowflakes. I get it. You're going to be like, oh, we have it. Here's the date. Here's the actual date for International Men's Day. I don't want your answers, okay? That's the problem. All these progressives, all these quote-unquote liberals, all these little Hillary Clinton supporters, they just give you facts, all right? They just give you facts and they give you actual answers. I don't want your answers, okay? Don't tell me when International Men's Day actually is, all right? You tell me when is International Men's Day. That's what I want to know. Because right now, women are taking over. Men are losing at an incredible rate. And I don't... You hear that? Do you hear that right now? That's right. That's what happens when I start talking like this. That's what happens. Everybody needs to stand up right now. I want you to put your hand over your heart, okay? Hand goes over your heart right now. I hope you're listening. All right, I hope you're listening out there, Padres universe. I hope you're listening out there, Chargers fans, San Diego, Wales, Virginia, 99.9, flip it upside down, Mark of the Beast. All you Grinder supporters, all you listeners out there, I want you up on your feet right now, hand over your heart.
Allegiance to the flag.
You're saying it along with me. This is how the Grinder goes, okay? I know you're confused. The Grinder's about a few things right now. It's about boobs, all right? It's about football, American football. It's about some baseball. And it's also about America, NRA, MAGA, Donald Trump, greatest president of all time. Okay, I hope you understand those are the things that 99.9 FM The Grinder is all about. Do you understand that? International Women's Day. I mean, that's got to be a joke. What, do they go bike riding together? Or is it just a bunch of women and they hang out together? They go for bike rides and maybe they go to the Container Store afterwards or something. I don't understand what you even do for International Women. How do I support it as a man? Okay, you want my support. How do I support it? Okay, what do I go out to the store and I do shopping for you? Is that what I do for International Women's Day? Gosh, you tell me what International Men's Day is. That's what you tell me. A lot of show to get to. A lot of show. I want to talk about the Padres. Padres, I can't believe this. Last week, we would trade Eric Hosmer for Dennelson Laminate. We get Dennelson Laminate. The kid's got potential. Very excited. But we lose first base. We don't have a first baseman anymore. Eric Hosmer, he's gone over to the Phillies for first base. We lose him, right? Well, now I don't know if you see this. I don't know if you've seen this. Buster Olney's from ESPN, he tweets out that the Padres have signed Eric Hosmer, which is incredible. We just traded the man. And now we sign Eric Hosmer. to a 7-year, $330 million deal. Can you believe this? I mean, I can't believe the Padres are actually spending money. This is amazing to me. I'm so impressed. I mean, AJ Preller up high, down low, nux. Ron Fowler, let's bump some nuts. I mean, this is incredible to me that you are actually spending some money. $330 million. And Buster Olney's, he tweets out that this is the entire payroll of the Minnesota Twins, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Miami Marlins, and the New York Mets. All those teams together, that's how much money we spent to get Eric Hosmer. So you know we're serious. We mean business here in San Diego, if that's how much money we're spending. And it's got to be true, because Buster Olney's, I mean, he's been covering baseball since the days of Pete Rose. You know, I mean, so he's been covering baseball for about 40, 50 years. You know he's telling the truth, Buster Olney's. And that's crazy. $330 million for Eric Hosmer. But that's good money. I mean, that's good money. The kid is a good club. I mean, he's got a great looking beard. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to barbecue. He's a great clubhouse leader. And that's what we're here about at 99.9 FM to grind and flip it upside down, Market to Beast. Call us right now, 570-1999. We're about barbecue and we're about great facial hair. All right. And we're also, as you know, we're about not wearing t-shirts around other men. Okay. That's what we're about guy stuff here. We're about guy stuff. All right. Let's shave our heads. All right. And then let's drink some wine together. Guy stuff. You know what I mean? Maybe a couple of wine coolers. Maybe we lock arms. We skip down a street while we're listening to some Nuge. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about here. A lot of news to get to. We're so excited that you're listening to The Grinder. The numbers are showing us this is an incredible opportunity for San Diego to actually listen to some real talk that rocks, okay? When we come back, all right, we're going to dive right into March Madness. Exciting time. We're going to talk more about this at Nicholas_McCann. And we're going to figure out what this guy's all about. I might get him on the show. I don't know. I might get him on the show. You say, hey, Dozer, don't, because you know you're going to bulldoze over this kid. You're probably going to make him cry on the air. You don't want to do that, Bulldozer. Don't do that. But I might have to do it, all right? In the meantime, it's going to be some music that rocks along with my talk that rocks. Here's Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak Time, 99.9 FM to grind and flip it upside down, Market of Beast. Call us right now, 570-1999.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hot and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. night, all systems fail. Hey, you, good looking female, come here. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak, so don't you be around. Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
The Grindr 99.9. Mark of the Beast.